Is it possible to speak to Lillian Smith, please?
Then ask who's calling, please.
Yeah, it's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. We was ringing you up in relation to the Scottish redress claim, Lillian. You made an inquiry with us a few weeks ago. So we was just calling up just to see if we had the correct details for you and just take a brief statement. Because with these claims now, Lillian, they are actually starting to pay out quite a lot of money. Some people are getting like hundreds of thousands of pounds back. So we just want to try and help as many people as we can do. Is that all right, Lillian?
Yes, you know what? I've already been phoned about twice and I've told them I really don't want to talk about that.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
So I know obviously you did make the initial inquiry, didn't
yeah.
you? Obviously online. Is it just because like you don't really want to talk about what's happened in the past?
I've just lost my brother too, so like.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Oh,
and I'm going through
really
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
With that, you know, like going to court to try and get. I'm going through courts and that, trying to get his funds at his bank and that, which they need, because they need a confirmation right now, but actually I've got a lot on my mind right now. I only lost him in December there, so I'm not in the right place
now. That's understandable. I mean, when you are ready, Lillian, like, we do make it really easy for you. You don't have to do anything. We get all of the information that we need. Like, we do just take a brief statement off you, which literally takes 5 minutes. And then we do everything. Like, you don't have to fill any forms in. You don't have to go to court, anything like that. It's literally just a case of once we have the information that we need, we will then just leave you and we don't really contact you until we know what's going on.
I mean, I was in care if I was 4 to 16.
From 4 to 16, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. And was that in a care home or was that foster care?
No, it was in a care. It was in different children's homes and listed schools and assessment centres and all
yeah, so we can get all of that information, Lillian, because the authorities will have your information.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what we do... our job is basically to find everything out for you. And then, like I say, because this can take up to a year, Lillian. So, like, once we take the brief statement off you, just take a few details down. You're not really going to hear much off us anyway. Do you know what I mean? And then, hopefully, like, within a year, you'll then get a payout because the payouts at the moment are between £45,000 to £65,000 on average. But then some of them are a lot more than that. Like, I was speaking to a man the other day and his was, like, up to £300,000. So obviously, if you've been in a lot of different care homes, the chances are you are going to get a decent payout for it, Lillian. And we know it's not about money, but it's just about you getting justice, you know, like for what you've actually been through as well, Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, can you remember,
you split me and my brother up. I was in Inverhouse Children's Home and they said I was uncontrollable. They were uncontrollable. They put me into Cardus. Assessment centre.
Right, okay. So are they the two that, like, were the worst ones, would you say?
The Cardless was actually not that bad. It was, I was in Inverhouse and I was in the Good Shepherd Centre.
Inverhouse, is that Invor?
Inver,
Inver. Inverhouse. So was that one not very nice?
No.
Okay.
And
they
split me and my brother up.
You up. Oh, bless you.
When I was like,
did you do that on purpose?
Sorry. Yeah, they said I was uncontrollable. They sent me a panel. They took me a panel, and then the panel wanted to put it back for another 3 weeks. And then later, they told them they sent me away right and then sent me to Cardus.
Right.
They were saying I was uncontrollable. They were the ones that was hitting me, no other way about.
They're hitting you. Oh, Lillian, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. That's awful. And was that the same with your brother as well? Was they treating him the same?
No. My brother stayed there until he was 18.
Right, okay. Oh, bless you.
And then they sent me to Cardus, and then I went for Cardus to the Good Shepherd Centre, and then for the Good Shepherd Centre to Max. I went, I was all over the place.
Right, okay. And would you say they was all bad, or was it just like that Inverhouse that was the bad one, or...?
With me, all bad. I mean, I was, while that was all happening, in my own house, at my mum's house, I was getting sexually abused, so it was,
oh, God. just everything, like everywhere you turned, it was something bad,
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that, Lillian. Can I just confirm, is it Miss or Mrs.?
It's Miss.
Miss, okay. And do you have a middle name, Lillian?
It's Isabella.
Isabella, okay. And could you just quickly confirm your date of birth for me?
It's 27/04/1973.
Okay. And I've got your email as lilsmith9ez@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this the best number to get hold of you on, Lillian?
Yeah, I work quite a lot as well. Like, I work in a paper station, so I do quite a lot of different shifts.
You do a lot of different hours. Don't worry, because, like, we can always text you anyway. Do you know what I mean? If you're busy or whatever. Because, like I say, we don't really contact you that much anyway. It's just literally a case of, like, once we've got the case up and running, they'll only contact you every now and then just to give you an update. That's it. So it's not like they're going to be ringing you all the time or anything, Lillian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so in the house, you was in there from the age of 13, would you say?
No, I was in there from the age of, I was in there when I was 4. I was about 6, and then we get home, and then we went back in again. We were in and out of the house for about 9 years. I was anyway, but my brother was in there longer. And
so
then
they took you out, put you in, like, over and over.
Yeah, we got home to my mum, and then, like, my mum was an alcoholic, so it wasn't really a good place to be in either, so... They kept taking us off and putting us back in, and so it ended up we were in and out of the house. Like,
yeah, so it wasn't any better.
No. And then when I left in the house, they sent us to the Cardiff. And then we were in Cardiff.
Right.
I used to run away from there to go and see my brother, and they would send me back.
Yeah, so you'd, like, it was just a cycle, basically, of, like, in and out of care homes, then back to your mum.
Yep.
Then
and then Cardiff would take the clothes off you and put you in your pyjamas and humiliate you and make you go down the stair into the dining room in front of everybody.
Oh, my God.
With your pyjamas on. Do you have your dinner?
What's their name, sorry? How do you spell that?
Like Cardiff. It says...
Yeah.
It's just C-A-R...
Yeah.
D-O... Wait a minute. D... Cardiff. I'm like, Car, right? C-A-R, and it's C-R-O-double-S.
Double S, right. Okay, and what area was these in? Was he in the same area?
No, this was in, like, the Martinshire. It's away past, it's past Dumbarton, it's near here, that's where it is, Dumbarton.
Dumbarton, yeah. And in the house, where was that one? Was it in Greenock, that one?
No, it's in Easter House.
Right, okay. Where was Inverhouse?
Inverhouse is in Easter House.
Easter House, yeah, okay. And Cardross, how old was you when you was in there? Can you remember?
I was in there twice. I was in there when I was 13, and then again when I was 15.
That's right, okay. Let's have a look. Like I say, you just telling us the names, we can get most of the information. So it's just a case of, like, you telling us where you was, and then we'll go to the authorities, and then they will tell us, do you know, like, the information that we need.
Because
they will have all of your files, do you know what I mean, on record. So you don't really need to do a great deal.
They'll tell you I was uncontrollable.
Don't worry. You know, whatever's on that paperwork, it doesn't matter. It's not your word against theirs. Whatever you tell us, that is what stays. So, you know, we know that all these care homes, you can't believe a word they were telling people, because they're not to be trusted. They was abusing people. So, you know, don't worry about that. You know, even if they say you was uncontrollable, they're not going to take that as word, because they was just saying that. That's, you know, one of the reasons you was getting abused, because they was making things up about you, Lillian.
Mm-hmm.
So don't. You know, don't worry about any of that, okay? So, in the house, you was in here with your brother, yeah? And
yeah.
And then he split you up.
He split us up.
Okay.
And it was actually just lost in my road.
Right.
That's my brother that just died there.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And is that due to obviously what's gone on? Oh, really?
No, he ended up a drug addict and then he ended up, he's a paranoid schizophrenic, and then he was in hospital for 2 years, so I was going up and looking after him in the hospital, and then he took a wee seizure and went into cardiac arrest and I couldn't save him.
Right. Okay. Oh, so awful.
So I had his phone on Christmas Eve.
Oh my God, no. Oh, that's awful, Lillian.
And then I had to go to Martin Christmas Day.
No.
But that was my choice. That was my choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to keep busy, isn't it, really? It's better to keep busy than to start,
No, I've got a 22-year-old kid with autism, so...
Yeah.
He keeps me busy too.
Yeah, definitely. So, did you say that he used to hit you in the house?
Yeah.
Where did they hit you? Was it like all over or?
Well, there used to be a staff that used to jump and tap you. Now, like right. As in physically jump and tap you now, and like kind of rub yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you never ever done anything, you never like thingy, but you used to rub yourself.
He used to rub himself.
Aye. He was cuddling you.
Oh, God.
Real.
Yeah.
See, do you think
you're
something? It is,
real. It is. And the thing is, as well, like, over the years, you've probably just, in your own head, you've just thought, oh, that's normal, you know, because you just, that's what you grew up with.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting when I was getting abused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was getting sexually abused off my mum's partner for, I was 9, I was 15.
Who was that, your mum's partner?
Yeah. And I eventually felt the staff when I was in maximum prison for them.
Yeah.
And they took me to the police, but nothing ever happened.
Nothing happened, yeah.
No, my mum didn't believe me. She didn't talk to the police, I was lying.
Did she not?
No.
Oh my God.
The only person that believed me was my brother.
Your brother, and then they split you up.
Mm-hmm.
And Lillian, can I just ask, in the house, did you, like, run away from there and stuff? Like,
obviously, no, I used to run away from campus, from Cadros, to Inverhouse to see my brother. Because when they split us up.
Right, yeah. So they split you up from, moved you from Inverhouse to Cadros,
yeah? Yeah, and I used to, like, run away. I mean, I ran away in my pyjamas and everything in there. Because they used to take your clothes off, yeah. And they boarded the window up.
They what? Boarded the window up?
They boarded the window up, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, the window wasn't even up. You couldn't even open it right up anyway. So it's like, you only open it up a couple of things. So they would come in with a bit of wood and board the window up.
Oh, that's dreadful.
And then they would make you go down the stairs into the dining room because there's like 5 different units in it. In front of everybody. With your pyjamas, don't eat your dinner. It's disgusting.
Oh my God, that's awful, isn't it? Gosh, yeah. Did they ever lock you in rooms in Inverhouse at all? Like, did they ever do anything like that?
I have walked down a room in Inverhouse as well, aye.
Yeah,
they've
locked you in. And would they restrain you at all?
Oh, aye, definitely. Like,
yeah.
They would, like, put your arm up your back and they would, like, lock it with your head on your neck.
Yeah. So put your arm up your back.
Aye. Headlock, that's what it is. Put you in a headlock.
And headlock, yeah. And also headlock.
Used to poke you and I'd poke a finger into you, so you'd end up with having a wee bruises and
stuff. Yeah.
Aye.
Oh my God.
I'd poke a finger right into
you. So that was by a woman, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you would end up with bruises. And would you end up with bruises, like, obviously from when they was punching you as well?
Yeah.
and was some of them on your face.
Maybe they would be able to see them, but...
so they get it on your body. Okay, so you'd end up with bruises, but never on your body. Never on your face, always on your body, yeah?
Yep. They were flies.
Yeah.
You don't even think anything at the time, to be honest with you, either.
I know, this is the thing, isn't it? You don't think anything of it, which, you know, it sounds mad, but you just get used to it, don't you, kind of thing.
You do.
So I'm just typing up what you said about your mum as well. So did you say she was an alcoholic?
My mum was an alcoholic, yeah.
And her partner sexually abused you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your mum didn't leave, yeah?
No.
And did you say you did go to the police, but they didn't do anything about it?
Nothing gets done about it, because I think it's because my mum... I mean, when I told my dad, I know my dad took me to the police station too, but I'd already been to the police.
Right.
And my mum went to the police and told him I was lying. The only person that believed it was my brother.
Yeah. The only person who believed. But your brother was your best friend, yeah?
No, like, we were inseparable when we were with
you.
Yeah. And then they separated us, obviously. But they waited for my brother to go on holiday on a skiing trip with them before they went and separated. They waited for my brother to go away for a week with them. And then put me in a different
room. Oh my God, really?
So when he came back, I wasn't there.
Oh, that's awesome. So they took your brother on holiday and left you in the home?
Yeah. And when I came back, when Billy came back, obviously, I was in Cabros.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. And who took him on holiday? Was it your mum?
No, it was at home.
Right.
They took them on a skiing trip.
Yeah.
They'd planned that. They'd obviously planned to take him in and put me in a home.
Yeah. So when did you and your brother, like, obviously get back together then after they split you up? Was it when you
They never put us back in a home together, no. We were never put in care together again. I left the home when I was 16. And I was at the home 2 days. I was in a homeless unit.
Yeah. You was in a homeless unit.
Yeah, and then I ended up pregnant with my first son. I had my first son just before my 18th birthday.
Right, okay. And in the house, do you remember, like, any of the names or anyone that was, like, you know, the staff members or anything like that?
No.
No, don't worry, that's fine. No problem. Just to make you aware, like, with this, we're not just clutching at straws, okay, Lillian? Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, then you will be successful. So we're not claiming directly from the care homes, because a lot of them have actually shut down now. So the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable. They were the ones funding the neglect to begin with. So they've already started to pay out on the cases. Like I said, the average claim is like 48 to 65 grand. But some people are getting a lot more back than that, Lillian. Okay? So every case is individual. Okay?
No.
Within the house, obviously, you've told me a lot there, so that is enough. But is there anything else that you'd like me to add on that you can think of at the moment?
Can't even think anything else.
No, that's fine. That'll do. No problem.
My head's not right. It's just got my head's not in the right place right now.
I know. Don't worry. That's more than enough. Don't worry, Lillian. Okay. If you do think of anything else, like, you can just text me if you want. Like, I'll send you my number on WhatsApp.
Okay.
You know, if there's anything that comes to your mind, just send me a message and I can add it on to your claim for you. That's not a problem. Okay. Like I said, we can just take the minimum today, and then you can just add it on when there's any days that you feel like you're having a good day and you feel like you can talk about it a bit more, just send me a message, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I've done in the house, and then I'll just I'll just put on there, obviously, Cardross as well, and I'll just put the information that you told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're pretty much done, Lillian. Okay, just got a few other things that I just need to go through with you, and then we're done. Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully it's not been too bad for you. No, it's fine, don't worry, honestly. Right, so Cardross is in Dumbarton, yeah?
It's just by Dumbarton. It's like I live in Alexandria. So you've got...
Is it? Yeah, I've got it. Dumbartonshire, Cardross Care Home, Dumbartonshire. Yeah. What age was you in there again, sorry?
I was 13 and then I was back in again when I was 15.
So 13 would have been...
I might have been 12, actually. I don't know. It was either 12 or 13. I can't
remember.
Yeah, so
probably about 1986, yeah?
Yeah. Right about that, 85, 86.
So you was in there for a year, did you say?
I was in there for, I don't know how long, and then I left there and went into the Good Shepherd Centre.
And how was that one?
The Good Shepherd Centre was... It was all right.
Better, yeah.
It was all right. I had a good key worker in there. My name is Kathleen. Yeah, she kept me in a... She was a good tea worker.
Yeah. So in Cardross, they used to board the windows up, yeah?
Yeah, they would board your window up. They would take all your clothes off you if you ran away.
That's crazy. So they'd take all your clothes off you and make you wear pyjamas that was, like, scruffy, yeah?
No, I think you would wear your own pyjamas, but mine's was like a pink woolen shirt. No, but I was pink onesie.
Yeah.
So I would have to go down to the dining room with that pink onesie on in front of everybody.
Oh, my God. Was it like a dress, like a long dress kind of thing?
No,
was
it was like a
big,
it was a onesie, a big pink onesie.
Okay. And this was all you had?
That was the only bit of clothes you had was your pyjamas. And a pair of slippers. I ran away in that onesie.
Right.
Right,
and how long would they make you wear that for? Would it be like weeks?
Oh no, they would keep you in your pyjamas for about 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
And then they would give you your clothes back. And then if you'd done it again, they would just take them back after you again.
Oh my God. And they wouldn't wash it or anything like that?
Wash your pyjamas? Well, you never had anything else to change, didn't you?
Yes, because I had no change of clothes. That's awful. And what did you do about school? Did you have to go to school in that?
There was a school in Cardross.
Oh, so you did your school in there, so then you had to go to your classes in that?
Aye. No, you didn't get to go to school if you were in your pyjamas.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So when they put you in your pyjamas, it was because they were saying that you was being naughty, yeah?
It's just the thing that you're not going to run away if you're in your pyjamas.
Ah, right,
so,
okay.
If you take your clothes off you can't run away.
Anyway.
And I used to run away to go and see, and it was crazy to you. I used to go and run away and see my brother. My brother would send me back. But it would only be because he would be worried about me because I'd be sleeping in courses, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that now, but then I was left up with anything because he was sending me back.
Yeah, yeah. So you would be sent back.
I got hot in the eye with a pill crew in there, I know.
Oh my God. Was your eye okay?
Yeah, I had a big massive black eye. That was one of the staff had done
children.
That. I was one of the other children, aye.
So you've hit by one of the children in the eye and you had a big black eye, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I appeal to you and had a massive black eye. Okay. With regards to like the staff in this one, did anyone physically assault you at all or?
No, they would restrain you badly and all, by the way.
Okay.
They would They would take two of them to restrain you. It wasn't just one, it was two or three of them. Because it's training the interpreters. I don't know if that's because it was an assessment centre or whatever. But, they would pin you to the flare.
That's awesome.
And then drag you into your room and leave lock you in your room. Mm-hmm. And board the window up.
Yeah. That's awful. How can they board windows up? That's like, did no one realise they was doing it?
I don't know. Obviously the government knew.
Yeah. So they board the windows.
Because the restrictions, you were allowed 4 cigarettes a day.
Right, okay. And how old was you?
I was 13.
And they let you smoke?
Yeah. So did the Good Shepherd Centre.
No, as long as
you get permission off your mum.
Really?
They let you smoke, aye.
That things are so different now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I know, you can't buy a pack of cigarettes now unless you're 25.
No, I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to stop smoking altogether, aren't they? They're like trying to make it illegal for people, like you say, under the age of 18, they're not allowed to buy them anymore, are they?
No. It's like, you were allowed, in fact, in the Good Shepherd Centre, it was only 3 cigarettes you were allowed a day.
Right.
And the Good Cardross, it was 4. You get 4 cigarettes, you get 1 in the morning, then 1 after your lunch, after your dinner, and then after your supper.
And in Cardross, like, what was they like with food and stuff in there? Did they ever use your food against you or anything?
Food, no.
No. Did they ever make you do a lot of, like, housework or anything, like a lot of cleaning up and stuff?
Oh, well, everybody did the cleaning.
Yeah.
Some of the staff in Cardross were really nice, but some of them weren't.
Some of the staff were really nice, but some were
horrible,
yeah?
Actually, like, when see that I go to, like, Dumbarton, I still see one of the staff that worked in there.
Because really?
She must have lived in it, but here, when I was in there, and... Because I grew up in Glasgow and I moved here 26 years ago.
Yeah.
So if I go to Dumbarton, I'll maybe see. Her name is
Alison.
She gave me my passport.
Obviously, you've gone through a lot today, so I do really appreciate it. I know it is hard, especially with what you're going through with your brother and stuff. So I do appreciate you going through it with me, okay? Is there anything else that you would like me to add on at all for Cardross at all?
No, see, I don't know if that's abuse in Cardross right now, like closing up your windows and that, is it?
That's, of course it is. That's really bad abuse. You shouldn't be, you can't board windows up, like, that's absolutely shocking. Like, they're just locking you in, aren't they? That's really bad.
That's what it is. It's just a big board in your window. Just a wee square window.
Yeah,
and your room is that big in Cardross, so... Like,
yeah,
you just
had
it's like
you was in a cell.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
No, that's plenty. That, I said it felt like you was in a cell, like in a prison cell.
That's probably about the size of the room. I've not been in prison, but that's probably been the size of the room.
Yeah. God, that's awful, Lillian. I'm really sorry you went through that.
You should put the windows up and walk in your room. That's crazy. It's crazy when you think of it, you were your state back then, do you know what I mean? It was just like a decade, it was like that.
Yeah. All right, well, Lillian, that's enough for today, okay? Don't worry, you've gone through enough there, so thank you for going through that. Can I just please get your mum's name as well? We just need to put it on the system, that's all.
Yeah, well, William Smith, false name is the same as mine.
Okay, thank you. So, Lillian Smith. And your dad's name?
William Smith.
Okay.
They're all gone now, I'm only one left.
Right, okay. So,
my mum, my dad, and my two brothers are gone.
Right, okay. Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm the only one left.
Like you say, you've got children though, yeah?
Yeah, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, and I've got a great grandson.
So you've got your own little family now, yeah?
a half year. And my partner's the most kindest person you could ever meet in your life.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad. Lillian, could you please confirm for me your postcode?
It's G839EZ.
Okay, and that's Milton Estate. And the door number?
It's flat three eight Milton Estate.
Flat 3 L Milton Estate, yeah?
Flat 3 Milton Estate.
Yeah, 8 Milton Estate, flat 3, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's Jameson, Alexandria.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Okay, can I just ask, you don't have any terminal illnesses at all, do you?
No, that I know.
No.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Okay. Now, I do just need to read a very small script out to you, Lillian. Okay, just about your funding options. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct the solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, but £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, the way that we work, Lillian, is strictly no win, no fee. So if we do not get you any money back, you're not paying a penny, okay? Now, yeah. Our fee is only 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it's 20%. So say you get 100 grand back, we get 20,000, you get 80,000. But like I say, Lillian, we will push to get you back as much money as possible to compensate for what you've been through, okay?
I was either used to it because I usually land a spoke to.
Exactly. We'll do everything, like I say, so you don't have to do anything. We will do absolutely everything for you. We'll get all of the documents and everything from the authorities, so you don't need to worry about that, Lillian, okay?
Yep.
Okay, nearly done. Now, what I do need, Lillian, from yourself is I do need a form of ID. Do you have, like, a driver's license or a passport or a bus passport?
I've got a passport, yeah.
Brilliant. And then I also need one proof of address as well, dated in the last 3 months. Would you have one of those as well?
What, a letter?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Anything with your name on.
Yeah.
It's just got to have your name, your address, and the date the letter was sent. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a message now on WhatsApp. Just whilst I'm finishing up here, are you all right to just quickly send them over to me? Is that all right, Lillian?
Yeah, I can send them over today at one point. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I've just texted saying hi, it's Gemma, okay?
Right. So, well, I just texted you a picture of my passport and a picture of the letter, send you them.
And a picture of your letter. Yeah, that's perfect, yeah. Okay. And like I say, save that number as Gemma, and then if you do want to like speak to me about anything or if you think of anything else, you can just text me and I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Now, one last thing, Lillian. I am just going to send you a text message now. It's a normal text message, not on WhatsApp. This is just for you to sign to say that you're happy for us to basically do it for you. So I'll just tell you which bits you need to do. And then we're all done, Lillian. Hopefully it's not been too bad for you.
So they just went to that?
Go into the message and scroll to the bottom.
Yep. And just sign it.
So if you just sign it and then press the blue button and then that'll come back to me.
I could only get a nail smith in, is that okay?
Don't worry, that's fine. Just squiggle whatever.
Oh, Jesus, I can't even get it. I've got to move that. Right.
Don't worry.
Right. Just,
and then you press the big blue button.
Right. Did you get that?
Let's have a look. I did, yeah, that's brilliant, Lillian. Right, that's everything done. Okay, so like I say, thank you very much for going through that because I know you are going through a lot, Lillian, and it's not easy to talk about. So I do really appreciate it, okay? What I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly add a password to your account. All this is, if anybody rings you up about Scottish Redress, It's just so you know you're dealing with the right company, because you do get quite a lot of people ringing you up about it. So it's just so you know you're dealing with the right people. So what password would you like me to put on here?
Ben Murray, 2003.
Sorry, what was that? Murray?
Ben Murray.
Ben Murray, yeah, 2003.
Yeah.
No problem. So anyone rings you up at all, just say to them, what's my password? If they don't know that password, it's the wrong company, okay? So we're called MMA. That's who's dealing with it for you, Lillian, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant, Lillian. All right, well, thank you for your time, okay? And like I say, just send me over that ID in the letter as soon as you can today for me. I'll get it all uploaded for you, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, Lillian, good luck with it all, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot,
Jenna. You're welcome.
Right,
no problem. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.